WBEZ is supported by the Gynecology Research Lab at Endeavor Health. Period pain affects millions of people. Researchers want to learn from those experiencing period pain. The NIH-funded study wants to know whether a common over-the-counter medication can reduce period pain over time. Compensation is available. Learn more at cureperiodpain.org.
Good morning, Chicago. Happy Tuesday and happy August. I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. So when a patient shows up at an abortion clinic, but they also have a separate medical condition, say a heart issue, they're referred to a hospital because they're considered high risk. And Governor J.B. Pritzker is launching a program to help coordinate abortions at hospitals to get these high-risk patients there faster. My colleague Kristen Schorsch spoke to Dr. Jonah Fleischer. Here he is describing a recent experience where a patient came to a clinic and needed a higher level of care.
The clinic called our hospital and several others, trying to find the soonest appointment that she could attend. And a dozen phone calls and voicemails later, we saw her about a week after her original appointment.
With the new program, providers will call a hotline and nurses will coordinate the logistics. The initiative comes as Chicago hospitals have seen a rise in the number of high-risk patients coming from states that ban or heavily restrict abortion. COVID is on the rise again. Dr. Mia Terramina was on WBEZ's daily talk show, Reset. She's an infectious disease specialist with Dooley Health, which is based in Downers Grove, a western suburb. She says some of the areas in the country are seeing an increase in hospitalizations for COVID.
Seeing this uptick, what we're seeing is hospitalizations across the nation numbering in the 6,000 to 7,000 hospitalizations a week. And for perspective, last year at this time in July, we were over 40,000 hospitalizations per week. And even that felt so much better than the year before.
Terramina recommends people get a new booster vaccine that will be coming out next month to protect against the latest strain of COVID. August 1st. Parents and guardians, the first day of school is just a few weeks away. Do you know who your child's bus driver is? There's a nationwide bus driver shortage, and my colleague Nareda Moreno is reporting that that includes Chicago public school buses. CPS only has about half of the estimated 1,300 drivers it needs, and they're struggling to hire more. Students with special needs and kids in temporary living situations are being prioritized. About 7,000 of these students have already signed up and will have service by the first day of class. Students in magnet or selective programs will not get bus service, but they can get free CTA cards instead. In a statement, the district says it's working to find solutions and that any new applications for bus service will be processed on a rolling basis. Despite all this, some Chicago students, parents, and educators are getting riled up for the first day of school, August 21st. Nareda talked to some young people at a Chicago Public Schools event on the South Side yesterday, where teachers dressed up like superheroes and handed out school supplies during a back-to-school bash in Avalon Park. It's one of the 13 celebrations at different locations across the city. 12-year-old Cassidy Hall picked up a free backpack and filled up on nachos and popcorn. She says she's nervous about starting the seventh grade, but she's looking forward to her science and math classes.
I hope that I have a good time, get my work done, keep my grades good, make sure I go to the next grade, make sure I'm paying attention in class and stuff.
CPS is going to host more bashes in the coming weeks before classes begin. You can go to cps.edu for more information. And now for a few quick hits. In the wee hours Sunday morning, there was a mass shooting in North Lawndale. Kanisha Gaines was shot and killed, and nine others, mostly women, were wounded. Block Club is reporting that yesterday, Chicago police and local nonprofits partnered with a North Lawndale church to provide immediate crisis counseling, confidential domestic violence counseling, guidance for financial loss after a crime, and access to therapy dogs. Not many people attended, which officials said was partly because of how quickly they organized the event. Alderperson Monique Scott in the 24th Ward spoke at the event. She said these types of resources are necessary and helpful, but the community still needs to be informed about the long-term tools needed to cope with violence and trauma. According to a report from the Southside Weekly, the city of Chicago spent millions on road work and police overtime to host the NASCAR street race last month. That's way more than the $500,000 permit fee that NASCAR paid the city, which was less than events like Lollapalooza pay. But a sports business consultant told Reset it was still worth it because of the visibility Chicago received. And some of the city's indoor pools are closing tomorrow. Officials at the Chicago Park District say more staff are needed at the lakefront and outdoor pools. So indoor staff, including lifeguards, will be reassigned to outdoor pools and beaches through Labor Day. Outdoor pools will remain open through August 20th, just before Chicago Public Schools reopen, and many lifeguards return to class. Pool schedules will be posted on the district's website by Friday. And about 200 unionized workers at Laredo Hospital on the west side went on strike yesterday. They're demanding better pay and staffing conditions. Union organizers say that 200 represents about a third of all employees at the hospital. In a statement, a Laredo spokesperson said the union's demands far exceed the economic reality at the hospital. Non-union employees have not received a raise in 3 years and took a pay cut to avoid layoffs. As for the weather, mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s. It's going down to the upper 60s this evening. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening to The Rundown. I'm Erin Allen. I'll talk to you later.